I'm sure if Cochran is listening, he's thrilled by this request. It's a Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man. And Kathy requested Rick D's Disco Duck, and we talked about Rick D's because Steve Cochran shares a birthday with Rick D's, the genius behind Disco Duck. So there you go. All right. I've got some songs here that you may or may not. Oh, by the way, we have a Blackhawks Express coming up. It doesn't have a great outcome, but it was another crazy game for the Hawks, and that'll be coming up in a little bit. Our phone number, by the way, 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200 here on Wild Card Wednesday. Here are songs that you might not know were covers. I believe, Esmeralda, you'll definitely know this first song.
Okay.
And then we'll let you know that it is indeed a cover. But do you remember this? Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Whatever happened to this chick?
Torn.
Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, yeah. Man, when that song came out.
That song was phenomenal. She had a song on the Stigmata soundtrack. I remember that.
On the Patricia Arquette, I'm Possessed by the Devil with Gabriel Byrne movie?
Yep.
And I've seen that.
It's a terrible movie. See, you've seen that. Have you seen the original Exorcist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no.
But you've seen Stigmata.
God, did I see in the theater? No, I don't think I did.
God. So, Natalie, now, Dan, how did you remember she had a song on the soundtrack for Stigmata?
Because there was a Billy Corgan song on there, and they obviously were trying to get the hot artists, you know, at the time to do.
99 is when that movie came out. Yeah.
Right, but she's from Australia.
Right.
So she went back to Australia and, like, still.
She's
like,
she's a
big like the Kylie Minogue thing where they have, like, one big hit here and then they just go back to being great in Australia.
Like Midnight Oil. Midnight Oil had, like, two big hits here, and then, but in Australia, they're bigger than the Beatles ever were. Well, anyway, in 1997, pop star Natalie Imbruglia's Torn was number one. It was a hit throughout Europe, the United States, and her native Australia, but the song was first performed and recorded by Los Angeles-based alternative band Edna Swap. For their 1995 self-titled debut, Edna Swap. Here's this version. Are you ready for this one, Esmeralda? Let's see how Edna Swap does. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shaking, lying naked. Gotta tell you, I like that version better.
I like her version.
I like that version better. Simpler, and I think she's singing it with more feeling than Natalie Imbruglia. It says a number of recording artists throughout years have covered that song, but Imbruglia's version was the most successful and popular, and it earned a Grammy nomination for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Oh! And whatever happened to Edna Swap? All right. Esmeralda, did you know that this song is a cover? I'm gonna be strong. I'm gonna define. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Look up at me and see if I can't go on and go. But don't turn around. Cause you're gonna see my heart break. Don't turn around. I don't want you seeing me cry. Just walk away. Tell me about that you're leaving. I'm letting you go. But I won't let you know.
Man.
Yeah.
They're such hits.
I barely remember that song.
I had the Ace of Base cassette.
I saw the Sign song, and I remember I just want to get pregnant or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's have another baby.
No, all she wants is another baby.
Yeah, whatever the hell it is. I remember those, but I don't really remember Don't Turn Around.
Yeah, Don't Turn. Yeah.
Swedish pop group Ace of Base released the hit single Don't Turn Around in 1994. The song reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was the pop group's third hit song after All She Wants and The Sign. Songwriters Diane Warren and Albert Hammond originally wrote Don't Turn Around for Tina Turner and were disappointed when the record label relegated it to the B-side of the single Typical Man in 1986. And Neil Diamond also covered the song in 92, but Ace of Base's version was the most popular. So it was originally written for Tina Turner, so here's Tina Turner. Well, that's certainly distinctly different.
It sounds like a Meatloaf.
Yeah, as though
like we're, Meatloaf
yeah,
should have
like,
cut in.
Like Jim Steinem wrote it. Because Jim Steinem wrote all those big Meatloaf songs. Jim Steinem is like the king of opera rock. Like everything is big and, you know. And that does sound like a Jim Steinem song. But it's interesting because the Ace of Base version sounds like really Ace of Base-ish. As it should. And the Tina Turner version sounds like it's a Tina Turner. Like you could hear that on any Tina Turner album. So, all right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up. And then we'll talk more about songs that you didn't know were covers. Down at Palisades Park. Yeah. Wildcard Wednesday here, Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Coming up at 5 is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. John and Gary and Steve the gondola guy both requested Palisades Park in honor of Chuck Barris. Chuck Barris passed away yesterday at 87, creator of the Gong Show, game show master and innovator, interesting, weird guy. I loved him. I loved all the game shows he created. I watched The Gong Show every day. His book, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, was made into a movie where Sam Rockwell played Chuck Barris. And in the book, Chuck Barris claims that he was a hired undercover assassin that killed people. George Clooney made the movie, and the movie's great. And Sam Rockwell, who is the king in anyway, is great in it. And, so Chuck Barris passed away. And he wrote Palisades Park. Big hit song from 1962. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon recorded that song, Palisades Park. So, rest in peace, Chuck Barris. Okay. Are you ready for another song that is actually a cover?
Yeah.
Now, you didn't know that the first two were covers, did you?
Mm-mm.
I didn't either. And this one's even more surprising.
Mm.
This is indeed a cover.
It is very good.
I love Cyndi Lauper. Hey, Dan, did Skip ever tell you, does he remember if we had that on a pop-up video? I think we did, didn't we?
I think I had to sing it.
Yeah, I want to say that was a very early one.
I think we had to do that one. Now, this is a weird story. This one's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't imagine anybody but Cyndi Lauper. You know what I mean? Like, that's
right.
That is a signature. If there is a signature song for certain artists, this one certainly is. I think she's got a lot of signature songs, mm-hmm. though. Like True Colors.
Time After Time.
Time After Time. Oh, my God. What a great song. Cyndi Lauper rules.
Okay.
Cyndi Lauper's first hit single as a solo artist, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, reached number two. That didn't hit number one? Really? Number two on the Billboard Hot 183. Lauper was nominated for two Grammys for the song, including Record of the Year, Best Female Pop Performance. Self-proclaimed country western fan Robert Hazard originally wrote and recorded Girls Just Want to Have Fun as a demo for his band, Robert Hazard and the Heroes. But he never released his version. But this is the original version by Robert Hazard and the Heroes. No.
I kind of like it.
No.
It's a little,
I just poked my eye with the glasses.
Oh, boy. It's, Ramones-y.
Punky?
Yeah.
Kind of punky?
Like, you would hear it in a movie.
With Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, and they're going to
the
concert.
Like in Valley Girl.
Yeah, and they're going to the concert, and it's some band where you're like, who's this?
Yeah.
Why are they doing that song?
Well, that's Robert Hazard in the Heroes. He says country western fan. That was not country nor western. It reminds me of a line in Blues Brothers. We got both kinds of music here, country and western. All right, here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hi.
Ironic that Chuck Barris and Chuck Berry should die 3 days apart.
Isn't
huh?
that nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, do you know that Time Is On My Side is a cover?
By the Stones?
Yes.
Yes, I do know that.
Did you ever hear Kay Winding, the original version?
I don't know if I have. All I know is that they did, the Stones did a lot of covers for their first few albums. Like 70% of the stuff they did was covers at that point.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear let's hear the Stones version first. Come running back, baby. You will come running back.
Yes.
So the original version is Kay Winding?
Winding, I think you pronounce
Winding.
It.
Oh, Kay Winding.
He was a jazz trombone player, but he had not a rock and roll hit, but he had a charting song for a version of More, from Mondo Cani.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you heard that version, you'd know it. It sounds like it's a synthesizer from way back in the 60s.
All right. Well, let's hear the original version. I gotta say, first of all, the trombonist there—that's not the vocalist. The trombonist is Kay Winding.
That's right.
Yeah, that version's better, I think.
Than the Stones?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I like it better. I like the horn.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds kind of out of place to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I understand what he was trying to do, but he sounds like he's trying to be hip, and he's really not.
Well, all right.
I mean, I've listened to him. He's a great jazz trombone. I think he's gone now, but he was a great jazz trombonist. There's a album with him with another guy named J.J. Johnson, and it's from a jazz aficionado, it's like everybody should own that album. It's one of those type of albums.
Yeah, it's one of those albums that you have to have. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right, Bob, thanks.
Okay, see
have
you Friday.
Morning. See you later. All right. All right, Esmeralda, you ready for the next song that you might not know is a cover, but it is a cover indeed, and it's a cover?
Yes.
Here we go.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Now, did you know that was a cover?
I think so.
This one I knew, yeah.
Maybe. It sounds like it would be.
What happened is the story. Here's the story, and it's kind of interesting because it was in 1965. Gloria Jones, who was an American singer, recorded the original version of Tainted Love. It was the B-side to one of her singles. The song was a failure, but it gained a cult following in underground British nightclubs in the late 70s. And that's where Soft Cell comes in because they were British. And they were in the clubs, and they did like a modern synth version of it, and it went to number one in like 8 countries. Here is the original version.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart.
Both versions are good.
I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
It's real hoppy.
Real, and it's 1965, and you can hear the 1965 pop, you know, female vocal sound in that throughout the whole song.
Yes.
But I love the Soft Cell version. I love it. You know who's one of his favorite songs? That was one of his favorite songs? Hey, listen. Listen, Soft Cell rules. So, all right. We got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and we've got another insane Blackhawks Express outcome, not quite as good as the last insane Blackhawks Express. Now, they did get a point out of the deal. So we've got that, and then we'll wrap up the whole it was a cover, was it? So that's coming up. All right, Esmeralda, you ready for another cover?
Yes.
That you might not know was a cover? This one I knew, I have to say.
Okay.
What you want?
Did you know that was a...
No.
That's originally an Otis song.
Oh, wait.
Otis
Maybe I have heard
Otis
it.
Recorded it 2 years earlier.
I might... Yeah, I think I heard that. But she does it. I mean, there's no comparison.
It's her signature song.
Right.
But Otis's version rules because it's Otis. And Otis Redding was incapable of not being great.
Right.
It says
just the way she does it.
It's her. I mean, it's her. It's she made it hers without question. As we like you said, there's certain signature songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's Aretha's, man. Yeah. She owns that song. Otis even, you know, knew it. Like when the cover, you know, when the cover came out, he acknowledged that it was better than his. And I think he died like right. Damn, what year did Otis die? I think it was 68 that he died. He was really young too. Otis wrote the song too, recorded it. 2 years later, Aretha Franklin popularized it, and the song became her signature song. So here is
December 1967.
67. So he died like the year this song came out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's the Otis version.
What you want, honey, you got it. And what you need, baby, you got it. All I'm asking for a little respect when I come home. Yeah.
Otis.
Something about the other one.
Well, it's because it's Aretha.
Right.
But
there's a little like, ooh.
Yeah. Well, she's sassy. She's Aretha.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Dan, now we've found out that there was another version of Time Is On My Side between the original.
Yeah. One of our regular contributors, Fly James Mike, said that there is another version of Time Is On My Side. It came out a short time after the one we played with Kai Winding, but this is Irma Thompson.
Irma Thompson. Here we go. That's good, too. Irma Thomas. All right. Thanks, Mike, for the knowledge there, pal.